Good morning, Nicholas. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Man, thank you for doing what you've just done. This right here is giving everybody, every generation, something to escape with. And it's so important that we do this with your project.
Yeah, I totally agree. Anime is something for everybody.
You know, one of the things that I'm learning more and more about the anime is that how it does connect the generations. Because, I mean, the history of anime, I mean, we're going back several years, and now even young kids today are discovering it. It just brings people together.
It really does. It is, you know, the community, I can't say enough good things about the community, and it, they're incredible people. They're the most passionate, and I say they, but, you know, I'm part of it, and, you know, It's one of the most passionate and accepting groups you could ever meet, and you know, I love it.
What is the connection with anime? I mean, it's more than just the pretty pictures or the you know, really overdone shots. What is it that people are loving about it?
Yeah, I mean, they are, you know, anime is so unique and so different than other types of art, right? Like it is kind of this idea of like sensorial wonder of everything from voice acting to music to animation all coming together to create something that is, you know, essentially so much more than the sum of its parts and you know, becomes this like truly memorable experience that fans connect to. It's natural. It's like, it's hard to describe because you get to episode 2 and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm in.
Well, one of the things that I know that happened 10, 15 years ago is that when Pokemon first came out, I mean, that was a great way to invite people into the world of anime because people didn't understand what it was. What is the new thing that is bringing everybody forward?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you brought up Pokemon. Great example. Dragon Ball Z, another great example of gateway shows that define a generation of anime. You know, yep. I'll give you a show right now that's really capturing the attention of you know, you know, kids around the world and honestly adults too is My Hero Academia. It is, for those who don't know, it's a show about a young kid named Deku who he lives in a world where almost everyone has superpowers called quirks, but he doesn't. He's quirkless. And it's about his journey to become the number one hero.
And you know, that's how people are going to relate with it because they're going to see themselves as that character.
Yeah, exactly. And the one of the greatest things about My Hero Academia that I love is there's a character for everybody too. So, you know, when Deku gets to the hero school and he's meeting all of his classmates, like you can see yourself or your friends in these different characters.
To bring it together like that, I mean, is it difficult to keep it as relatable during these everyday changing times?
I don't think so. I think like any art, you know, the anime in Japan, I think, reflects society in a really natural and organic way.
Right.
And one of the things, especially through this time, that's been enlightening to see is. Like the passion and celebration of the community. Again, I can't say enough good things about the community, but like the way that they've come out in droves to support each other, support the things they care about. And they've really flocked, in tough times, people flock to the things that bring them joy and the things that make them happy. And for so many people, anime is that. And the content makes it easy, you know, the characters, the music, it's easy to be a fan.
Yeah, and you're right about it being a community because I've always seen it as a community, but it's also an open door community where people can come in, and if you don't know it, they're always willing to share. In fact, some of the most fun times I've had over the past few weeks is just sitting back and let social media share their stories. I love reading other people talk about their anime.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I totally agree with you. It is one of my favorite things as well. Is when you, you know, we did a project a few months ago where we had fans kind of send in these video testimonials of what they were watching and why they cared about it. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't have tears in my eyes at the end because, you know, not only is it always emotional when you see someone else, you know, so passionate about something, but, you know, I feel the same way. Like in so many ways, like what I do is more than a job. It's, you know, I'm kind of a middleman in helping bring that passion and that amazing content to them. So they can have those experiences, and that's more than I, you know, that's more than I could ever ask for.
Just to show you how effective anime really is, my wife is an elementary school teacher, and just a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. we were in there looking at some of the artwork of a fifth grader drawing anime. A fifth grader, dude. This, I mean, it, you're just sitting there going, "Oh my god."
Yeah, I remember, you know, when I was a kid watching Dragon Ball Z and coming up with my own characters, and you know, it's. Like I said, it's just like any other art. It's like reading a good book. Like the first thing you want to do is see how you fit into that universe, right? You want to tell your story as part of it. And again, you're right. The community is an open door. Like there is a place for you to tell your story, and it's awesome.
Funimation.com. I mean, this is a true source of energy, isn't it? For somebody that's brand new to anime or just wants to hook up and get, you know, more information as well as just stay connected.
It is. I mean, you know, Funimation has such a deep library of anime that goes back as far as, you know, Speed Racer and Astro Boy, some of the earlier pioneers of the space. But, you know, everything that has defined generations of anime fans, from Dragon Ball Z to Attack on Titan to My Hero Academia, like, it's there on Funimation. And, you know, it's not just streaming, right? Like, I think through our shop and the collectibles and apparel that we have, like, you can really show off your fandom. But also on our blog, you can go as deep or as top level as you want on content. One of my favorite series that we have on our blog is called A Mom's Guide to Anime. And it's about this mom in her 20s who, you know, has a younger kid. She grew up with Dragon Ball Z, and now she wants to get her kid into anime. And what's appropriate? What are the recommendations? What about, you know, your kids, you know, you're doing school from home right now. Like, what are the shows to relax to? What are the shows to talk about negative feelings? Like, it's one of my favorite series, and it introduces some really, really cool recommendations.
What is it doing to your creative mind and spirit, as well as your passion for anime, knowing that at this point in time, there's no physical, real anime show in some sort of convention center or anything like that? How are you guys growing forward to keep it moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the ways we really did that was this past summer we hosted the first Funimation Con, right? Totally virtual convention. And it was incredible. Like, I never thought that we could bring the energy of going to a convention, you know, walking onto the New York City New York Comic Con floor and seeing a big Funimation booth and everyone in cosplay. Like, I never thought you'd be able to bring that experience home, and you know, through this time, like, learned that you absolutely could, and it was such an electric couple of days, and we had, you know, messages from our Japanese partners, and we had messages from fans, and I think it's that. I think between that and, you know, the amazing content that continues to come out of Japan, that we can deliver to audiences around the world. Like, it's the combination of those two things that's going to keep driving it forward. You're only going to see more anime in the future, right? Yeah. There's only going to be more of it.
And that anime, do you think there'll be? I mean, because we all know that it comes from Japan, but will there be an Americanized anime, or do we just say no? We're going to keep it true to the roots.
So it's interesting because I think in a lot of ways, you know, Western animation has certainly been inspired by anime, and I think you've gotten there in many cases. You know, there are shows out there that you know, tell the kind of stories that you might see, but I think, you know, you've always got to bring it back to, you know, anime is, it's Japanese animation. It's adapted in many cases from Japanese comic books known as manga, and there is something unique and special about that. With that being said, I think it's incredible the more anime can have influence on things around the world, from live action film to cartoons to, you know, web series, or people just kind of doing animation projects on their own. Like, there is a clear influence, and I think that's only a good thing.
I love it, man. Well, I can't thank you enough for your projects and how you keep people connected with Funimation.com and everything you do, dude.
Yeah, well, hey, we do it for the fans, and I do it for, you know, people like me who grew up with it, and it's amazing. It's more than a job. I'll tell you that.
Please come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Nicholas.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Be brilliant today, okay, guy?
All right. You too. Thank you.